Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the wonderful and hilarious and very stylish Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Hi. How are you?
I am great. I am here broadcasting from the foot of the runway of Project Runway. It's this unfettered access that I have here, and I've chosen to sit here with my microphone. If you don't believe me, come watch us. Crappens on demand. Go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens and you can watch this recap, not just listen, and you will see that I am here at Project Runway. Just kidding. It's just a picture behind my head, my big old head. These videos all are available on YouTube, but they spend over the first week on Patreon. So if you want to get early access, go to Patreon. You also get access to our bonus episode this week. I don't know. We're probably just going to chit-chat. So who knows what it's going to be. We already probably over chit-chatted before we started recording this, now that I think about it. But we're going to chit-chat. We're going to have some fun. That's basically the big news. Ronnie, what's going on with you?
Nothing. I'm excited to be doing Project Runway. I can't believe it's episode 8 and we haven't done a Project Runway yet this season.
Crazy. Well, it kind times. Of just like, it sort of just like reappeared sort of out of nowhere. I mean, they did promote it, but it emerged right in the middle of our crazy, crazy June, where there was a million shows, a million reunions, Scandoval was happening, we were touring all over the country, and I think we just didn't really have the ability to take it on. And, but then there's no excuse for July, to be honest.
Well, it's like choices of shows, right? Because we've got 5 a week. So we're like, what should we choose? And we chose Crappy Lake. And I think we chose right for the most part. Yeah. Just because Project Runway, you know, I don't know. It feels like Project Runway is always there, whereas Crappy Lake is more of a specialty thing that's like right now. But I still love watching Project Runway. Always love it. Now, of course, yeah, we came back to do Project Runway when half the cast is gone. I mean, we've missed some great characters on this. Hester came back. What a crazy, yeah, what a crazy pants that girl is. Like, she came back, and so many of them have been so good. And so now it's not as character-y as it has been because half the people are gone. And we came back on an episode that Nina's not here.
I know.
I need the buttons and the pocket.
The pocket. I love the pocket. I love the collar. I love the grommets. I don't know why there had to be a cuff there, but I loved everything else.
But still love it. And, yep, you know, what can I say? Oh, and next week we have to cover it because we found out covering it this week that next week is the Below Deck episode.
With Countess Luann and Kate Chastain as guest judges. So it's hilarious. Like literally, it's going to be I don't even know what to do with myself. I feel so bad for the designers when they have to endure the Bravo challenge because like the whole season's all about high art, high fashion, you know, like talking about great pedigrees of fashion houses. And then for like 1 week, they have to slum it with Luann as like their guest judge and dressing Gary and Daisy. Ugh.
And now you have to make polyester uniforms for a boat.
I know.
Have so, fun, everybody. Yeah, but we have to do that one. So here we are with Project Runway. This is a long-ass show, so we should get into it. This episode, yes, is season 20, which is fucking nuts. And yep, it's called Uncut Hems. Mm.
Love that. Love that pun. Also, I have to say one thing that always amuses me with the beginning of Project Runway is that one of the prizes is that you get this big thing from the Council of Fashion Designers of America. And I just think that's such a funny, the CFDA, I think it's just so funny because it really sounds like it's some superhero body, like government body. Like, oh no, did you hear there's been a fire. You must appeal to the Council of Fashion Designers of America. It's like so over the top. Council of Fashion Designers of America.
It really is. And they're doing this without a host now, which is weird. I liked that host that they had. And instead Carly of replacing Kloss. Her. Yeah, I liked Carly. And instead of replacing her, now they have the judges say the lines, which is mostly Elaine. Mostly Elaine does it. I don't need the judges to do it. I need a model. That's the point of Project Runway. You can't just change the formula up on me, you guys.
Yeah.
But I do like that they give the judges more now. They're like, fashion designer, Elaine Welteroth, journalist, probably Elaine as well, and then fashion designer Brandon what's his buns, and then it just shows Brandon trying to like smize. I don't know what he's doing, but it is the doughiest, most terrifying look I've ever seen, and I'm a doughy terrifying person, so this comes from a place of knowing. He's literally like gives the camera the scariest look, and I was like, don't misbehave in that house. I'll bet the dog gets that look every time he like makes a poo-poo in the house. It's just a yeah. scary look. Don't let Brandon smize.
Yeah, I advocate for a return of a host. I think that would be great. So we start the episode. Everyone's in the waiting room. What do they call it on Project Runway? Because, you know, on Top Chef, it's the stew room. I can't remember what it's called. It's just called the waiting room, the backstage area.
I don't know. Do they ever call it anything? What should it be called? Maybe not. Stitch and Bitch Room?
The Stitch and Bitch.
Oh, the Scrap Pile.
Scrap Pile. They're awaiting the Scrap Pile. And Brandon comes out, because normally it's Christian who comes out to be like, sorry, someone went home and I'm still more successful than all of you guys. Bye. So in this case, it was Brandon. He's like, hey, designers. Well, Christian couldn't be here tonight, so I just wanted to come in. And I know tonight was a tough one, but hey, do you guys drink back here or what? I kind of thought you guys would be more excited to see me. I mean, I am important too, right? You guys,
I know.
Excited?
So anybody can offer me a drink or and right before he comes in, we see a close up of one of those dress model things, you know, and it says right across the crotch, it says collapsible shoulder warning. I was like, what are we dating? Like, I don't need to know this.
Just something you should know about me. I've got a collapsible shoulder, so just a little bit of a warning.
Before we do this, before you get into this crotch, are you going to complain about my collapsing shoulder? Okay, because you're probably going to have to pop it back into the socket. Okay, let's talk now.
So Brandon's like, okay, I just want to talk to you guys, designer to designer, successful person to less successful person, established person to people who are still trying to make a name for themselves on reality TV. Cheers, guys. Cheers, queers.
Person who took an opportunity and built an industry out of it, and people who have had multiple opportunities and are still here. Okay.
That's great. Person whose actual house has been turned into an iconic coffee brand to people who have no coffees attached to their last names.
Could someone bring me some disgusting boxed wine that I will not be touching because I can afford better? Thank you. Thanks. So now I'm normally not back here, but I wanted to talk designer to designer. Guys, you all have successful careers. LOL. I did say that out loud. I'm reading from a cue card. Hilarious. Wow.
I just want to reassure you guys, I am not here because of a truth or dare I'm playing with Elaine. This is not a dare to mingle with you all. I am here for my own free will. Totally here because I want to be here.
Now, listen, this is the part where everybody gets tired. But listen, you have strength and you already have a legacy. I'm kidding. Like, I literally don't even follow any of you on Instagram.
You know, this is the part where everyone gets tired. And I just say lean into it, because if you're going to look tired, you might as well feel tired. So be OK with it.
Goodbye, old people. Goodbye. Goodbye, current senior citizens. Enjoy your cheap wine. I'm not touching that. Goodbye. And he just like immediately leaves. And Rami, everyone on this show is so like, I'm so blessed, you know, because it's like the new style of Project Runway where everything has to be trauma and pain based. Okay.
Yes.
That's like everything has to have a traumatic story. And Rami's like, thank you. Thank you for your kind words, Brandon. Thank you. I'm like, you don't need to fucking give him the prayer hands, Rami, for fuck's sake, man. He didn't even have a sip of wine.
Literally, all Brandon said was, you all have strength and you all have a legacy. Be proud of yourselves. Rami's like, wow, I am moved. I am touched. I think everyone here needed to hear those very trite words that may have been plagiarized from a Hallmark greeting card. Thank you so much.
As a little boy growing up in
Palestine, I never thought I would hear that from someone on the scrap pile. It's like, okay, all right now. So then Coteau's like, it is good to see him as a real person. It's like the halfway point, and we're like, you know, like, we're just to hear him acknowledge that, it makes me feel less crazy. You know what I mean?
Brandon's like, no eye contact with me. Sorry. Sorry, Coteau. So now they're all wondering, like, oh, what's the next challenge going to be? What do we think it's going to be? You know, is it going to be avant-garde? And Coteau goes, the dreaded client challenge. I'm like, oh, you just wait till next week, Coteau. That's the dreaded one.
And Rami's like, maybe it's Prince. And then Christian pops up on the big screen TV and he's like, hello, designers. Sorry I couldn't be there, but I'm out of town preparing something especially just for you. Get some sleep because tomorrow you're going on a road trip. Leave at 8 in the morning and you're leaving the city. Bye, losers.
Here's a hint. You're going to a town that you will never, ever be able to afford to live in. Okay, losers, enjoy your scraps. We have some Stouffer's mac and cheese for you waiting at home.
You're going to come to a town where you're not going to connect with anybody, okay? And you will probably get the cut. So, see you tomorrow.
You're going to a town where you will never find any clients because they're going to want something that's just, I don't know, actually successful in designer and higher end.
Christian has really come out of his box, don't you think? I mean, well, wow, I that guy's really that. Grown into his own. He started coming out his second season. This is his third season, right?
Is it just the third? I think this is the fourth. This is the fourth because I think it came back to Bravo with season 17. And season 17, he was like a little uneasy. That was when there was like this, there was some workroom that I hated. And he was like trying to be nice, trying to be like, I'm nice, I'm supportive. And then the next season, he was like, okay, bitches, I'm just going to be me. And but now he's really comfortable with showing his disgust for all these people.
Yeah. At first he was just like, I like that. I really like the ham. On that dress, and I was like, bitch, you're terrible. That sucks. Are you really going with that? Seriously? Goodbye.
So
he's really just leaned into, I'm a bitch, and I don't care.
Bye.
Yeah. So Rami thinks they're going to go glamping. But unfortunately for him, it's not that. The next day they wake up, and they pile into vans, and they go to the exciting realm of Connecticut, Greenwich, Connecticut.
Oh yeah, and there is a team. I like that Coteau called this out, that there is part of them, half of them are like Tim Gunn people, right? Because they're old school, and then the newer school are Christian people, and the newer school of people, I guess it's some of the older people too, but there's definitely a group that's all about positivity all the time. I would call it toxic positivity. I think that's what this looks like. When everything Millennium. That's announced, they're just like, it's like, it's Greenwich, Connecticut. Calm down. Like, what are you so excited for? You're taking a van to Connecticut.
I would argue that it's probably not even the Tim Gunn-ness of it all. It's probably the people who had to weather Michael Kors, you know, berating them every week on the runway. Because those people had to really... He was like, it's like Polly Pocket went to an orgy.
I miss that energy.
Same.
So Anna is the only one who knows that Christian's new store is in Connecticut. So she guesses it because nobody else can really guess what it is. Brittany spritzes her face for this. And then they go into his store and just start wooing and hooting and hollering. And I cannot believe he didn't kick them out of his store because
I know,
you know, he's mortified. He's like, oh, my God.
I personally was mortified for their big ass like Sprinter van pulling up and parking across like six different parking spots. I was like, excuse me, you still have to follow the parking rules in this lot, okay? Mm-mm. So they go to the store and then he's like, hi, I'm so excited for you guys to be here. Welcome to my store. Don't touch anything. Do not touch. Okay, welcome to the store.
It's just small and quaint, isn't it? And Rami's like, we were in the same season and it is crazy to see how his brand evolves. I'm like, well, he's rich as fuck. Just say that. Yeah. Like, we were in the same place, and now he's rich as fuck. And fuck. I'm
here doing the same thing again, trying to be a fraction as rich and successful as he is. Oh, it's great. I'm really happy right now.
He's like, so this season we are here for denim. I just did a fab collab with Gloria Vanderbilt. I remember my mom wearing those jeans. They were iconic. And every major designer is going denim. Givenchy, Telfar, Dolce, everybody. I was like, Telfar.
Sheba Charé, Mommy Nation. Telfar.
Isn't
yeah.
it? It's a yeah, very good
The Rachel pan. Ray collection, denim. Have you ever seen a denim omelet pan? So Christian's like, the timing is perfect to bring back an old challenge, one that tortured me and you, Rami, although I guess we see who fared better, right? Anyway, I've got a store. Rami, where's your store? Anyway, don't answer that. Head to toe, all denim challenges here.
So they go back to a room full of jeans, denim. He's like, your challenge. Designers, your challenge for the week. Create a high fashion look that shows the versatility of denim. The challenge is you'll face off head to head. Karasan, you won the last challenge, so you have an advantage. First choice of your enemy. Who do you want to murder? Who do you want to take down? Who are you going to berate and turn to dust right in front of all of our eyes? Kill them. No positivity. She's like, woohoo, I can't wait.
Rami, you do have the option to go head to head with the ghosts of your legacy from our season together, okay?
So she chooses Anna, which is cold. But now everybody has to choose somebody to go against, right? But Karasan yeah. choosing Anna, everyone's like, that was mean. I mean, the whole episode, everyone who comes across them is like, so Anna, how do you feel about Karasan choosing to go against you? Awkward, right?
Karasan, listen, Karasan was from season one. She is like, she has been through, she's been sitting around for all this time. Not sitting around, she's been doing stuff, you know? But she's like, I'm 55 now, which by the way is crazy because she looks like she's 31. And she's like, I don't give a fuck about Anna, okay? I have waited 20 years for my chance to do this again. I'm going to go for the weakest one.
Yeah, I'm going for Ruffles over there.
Anna. Ruffles.
Yeah. And Christian's like, go ahead, say who you think you can beat. She's like, why do we have to say it like that? He's like, yeah, well, it's expensive to be in my store. Chop, chop. Let's go. Hurry it up.
So, yeah, then Karasan gives this bullshit thing of like, well, I think you're strong at what you do. And so let's turn up and give everyone a great show. I can beat her. That's why I'm doing it. I can beat her. So now Brittany is next to choose. So Brittany chooses Laurence, which is a strange choice because Laurence is so good. And she's like, well, because Laurence specializes in leather, denim is not as structured and will give her, it'll give me the upper hand. I was like, denim and leather are both like stiffer materials that like, why would you ever think someone with leather would struggle with denim?
I feel like they would go extremely structured. You don't
go so well. I feel like someone who understands leather would understand denim.
I thought this was the boldest choice out of everybody for Brittany to choose to go up against Laurence. Like, good luck. Good luck.
And I immediately just assumed Brittany was going home because then in like all of her confessionals, she had teary eyes. But then I remembered that that's just how she does confessionals for some reason. Her eyes are just always teary in there.
Yeah, she does. I think she's like allergic to her eyelash glue because I don't know that she's like terribly emotional. But yeah, I've noticed that too. She's always got allergies or something.
She always looks like she just left the table to take a phone call and came back and just had terrible news, but wants to act like everything is fine. You're like, are you?
But she never does, right? Because that's the girl who's always like, y'all, you will not believe what I just got a phone call about. I mean, it's quite the traffic out there. Has anybody heard? I mean, are you all even driving home? I'm not even going to drive home today because I heard the traffic is so bad. I'm just going to stay here. I mean, might as well make a night out of it. Anybody want to go to dinner? I mean, this is just crazy.
I feel like she's the one who brings awkward energy to the dinner table because she comes back and she's like, sorry, everyone. So what is everyone talking about? It's like, are you okay, Brittany? Everything's fine. Don't worry about me. It's fine. So tell me, well, how was your work today? Like, well, could you please stop doing this? Please stop sniffling if everything's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It was a totally fine phone call.
So Rami's next to choose and he picks Kato to go up against. And I just said bold. I mean, these choices. Mm-hmm. And then Bishmi and Prajay are the last two left. So they automatically go against each other. And they're close to each other. So they're sad that they have to go against each other.
Yeah. Wah, wah. So they have a one-day challenge. The winner will get $5,000. And they have to grab... They go in. They start grabbing denim. And they just clear out the store. They get all the denim. They in like 2 minutes are able to take all that denim from those shelves and pile them into basically faux IKEA bags.
Anna's so, especially ridiculous. She just clears the whole table into these bags that she can't even carry. And there are multiple bags that she has to drag across. So Anna, take one. I mean, how many does it take to make a ruffle? You know what I mean?
True.
Take two pairs.
But considering she's never worked with denim, it was probably a smart choice for her to have some backup stuff going on there.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So, they now go back to the workroom, and someone's like really excited about grommet punchers. They go, "Ooh, grommet punchers!" And then there's bleach. There's all sorts of stuff to work with the denim.
Yes. So let's see. So Brittany's talking to Laurence at their workspace because they're all working at the same workspace too, which is weird. Yeah. Like the people facing off against each other. So Britt's like, "So Laurence, you work with denim?" And she's like, "Yeah, I work with denim like I work with leather." She goes, "Well, shit. Okay, well, didn't really think that one out, I guess. God, traffic, am I right?
Whoops." She's like, "Yeah, well, whatever Laurence makes is going to be very haute couture. So for this challenge, I just want to make something that's really flattering to the body. You know, I want something that really shows off someone's body in the way that only a big puffer coat can. Am I right?"
I know. A slip dress with an ombre puffer coat. And she knows she's fucked at this point.
Somewhere in Paris, Margot from Real Girlfriends in Paris, like, "Did somebody say slip dress?" Oh yeah, love this show.
But I also love calling it a slip dress because it's denim. Like, who's gonna wear it's like the least comfortable slip dress of all time.
Seriously.
So anyway, she's gonna do that, and then Anna is so Laura's. Wait, who's Laura?
Laurence asks Anna how she's doing.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, it's new recap, so it's like shortened names. I'm like, wait a minute.
Laura? Who's Laura?
Who the fuck is Laura?
Laura just called Laura Ashley. The Laura Ashley has arrived. So Anna's like, she's basically like, she's never worked with it ever before. And Carasan, meanwhile, she likes working with denim, and she does a lot of her projects using a lot of, she goes, "I used to make a lot of cute little denim outfits for people." And Anna's like, "Cute little denim outfits?" She's like, "I'm screwed," basically.
She's a costumer now. I want to look up and see what stuff she's costumed. I'm curious.
Carasan is?
Yeah, she does a lot. I'm going to look up her IMDb. She's a costume designer now, so that's why she's always like, "I do it for costumes, and costumes are fashion."
So and I saw Marlena, she also gave up her fashion line to be like full-time wardrobe departments.
Huh. Love it. Okay, love so that. Brett, no, we've already done that. So Anna, we get Anna's like dark story. She's like, "I've never worked with this, but hopefully I get inspiration from the competition." And she's like, "Growing up, I just feel useless. I've always had a passion for fashion. So then I came to the U.S. and then I discovered my personality. I'm more authentic to myself than in China. Ruffles have ridges." I was like, "Oh my god, she's had such a great journey."
So now Bishmay and Prajay are talking, and they hate that they're facing off because they're like BFFs. And so Prajay says that he's gonna make a race car track inspired jumpsuit, which is what that's what I want. I'm like, guys, this outfit that I'm wearing, it should look like asphalt, okay? Like, this should take you to a place where a car has driven very quickly over me.
But that was weird. I was like, are you going to double line it, single line it? You're going to have one dotted line and one you can't cross line? Because those are real fuckers. Those are real unfair. It's like, what kind of pavement are you going to go? What kind of street are you?
Yeah, will there be a pit? So,
So then Bishmi goes, he's like, "I love creating textiles out of denim." Bishmi, let's be honest. You love creating Mickey Mouse ears and putting them on anything everywhere. Did you? What happened to you at Disney World that won't get out of your head? And why is everything you make a pair of Disney ears? Why? Everything he makes, every single thing. Like, I can't. At this point, I can't. I think he's like, most of his stuff is really good, but that's your, how are Mickey Mouse ears your thing? Come on.
Bishmay is so cute though, but I think it's because the way he talks. He sort of talks like this. He has sort of like an Eeyore voice a little bit, you know? Yeah. He's like,
"So sweet. Well,
I thought that I would make this like this because it would be really cool." So he's always had this idea for like a faux fur made of denim. And so he's going to try that out and make like a jacket that's faux fur and put a mini dress under it.
Yeah. And then Kara San is talking. She's basically, she's saying, she's watching Anna work. And she's like, so Anna's going to use bleach? And then it cuts to Anna and she's like, well, I've never used bleach before, but now that I've used it, I see that this blue can be white. So maybe I'll make a white denim piece. I was like, but you don't know what bleach is, though?
Like, it's like, have you ever even heard of bleach? She's like, I've never used it before, but it tastes great. It's like, Anna.
What? You don't know what bleach is? You're a fat, you're in, your job is you're, working with you're, fabrics. Come
you're
on.
You're a human who's over 14. I'm sorry. Bleach. You need to know about bleach. Bleach scares the shit out of me. I don't not like going near bleach. So she's gonna turn all her. She's very proud of this realization that denim could be white, which is. I don't know if that's a novelty. I don't know if that's an innovation, but whatever. So and Prajé is excited to use the bleach because he's gonna make graphic art, and he wants to show that. That like art can be fashion and fashion can be art and art and fashion and art and fashion and all these things. And I have to say, I really had no idea that art could be fashion. What a crazy notion. Isn't that crazy? Notion.
Guys, fashion is art already. Okay. And Prajé, I don't love that he paints on everything. I don't like that either. Like that's your thing. You just paint on things. I don't love it. Yeah. There's always a message. You know, it's always got to have a mess. I don't want messages on my clothes. I want them in my cookies. That's where messages belong. And that's the only place. In a Hallmark movie or inside of my cookie. That's it.
It's like, well, yeah. Yeah. There was like the episode where he was like, I'm writing the number 43 to give everyone awareness that the 43rd president of Haiti has still not been avenged. And it's like, well, that's a great message and everything, but now you're doing like a race car thing. So if you do 43 again, it'll be like, this is to remind you that my favorite driver is the one who drives car number 43. Kyle also, Bushnicki.
43 was Oprah's best age. There, I'm on record as saying it.
I love just completely undermining actually a very thoughtful message. Like, yes, stupid.
It is. You know, it's nothing against the message. It's just the message in general. A message in general. Don't message. I just want clothes. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to have to wear a message. Give me a break. So then Laurence is talking about how this is so intense. And she's like, I don't know what Britney's thinking coming up against me. I mean, you pick someone you can beat, right? Laurence. I would kill to be, like, I want to be her.
She's great. I love her. She just doesn't give a fuck.
Her confidence, her, just everything about her. Like, her pain, like, that she, I like that she's like, here's what my pain is. Now get the fuck out of my way. She doesn't, like, wallow. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know how to explain it. There's a strength there that I'm envious of.
There is, like, a very specific population that is described as women in their like late 40s, 50s, who are like drop dead gorgeous with short hair, who don't give a fuck. So it's like Laurence, Annie Lennox, our friend Angie. Remember Angie?
Angie shaved her head?
No, not Angie. Not that Angie. Angie, blonde Angie.
Oh, yeah.
It's really only three people that I can think of. But
those
like
Tyne Daly, remember when she shaved her head?
There's just sort of like, it's like you're of a certain, like women who are past a certain age where they don't give a fuck and they're drop dead gorgeous and their hair is short and their entire vibe is like, honestly, don't fuck with me.
Yeah, I like when the judges are like, I didn't really like this, Laurence. And she's just like, Yeah. And they're like, but I just didn't like it. And she's like, okay.
And you could have long hair. You could have long hair and be like that too. But there's something about the short-haired ones that they're just like, I'm like, ugh, they got to figure it out. They just know. They just know exactly what they're all about. I don't know why it is. I don't know why it is that they have short hair. And why, I don't know if this is
because it's like the ultimate fuck you. Like, I don't even fucking care. Like, I'm gonna go against every standard that has been set for me and be beautiful how I want, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not a woman. Well, I'm not a woman, but on the subway, the first time I ever shaved my head, when I was like, fuck it, I'm losing my hair, I'm going to shave my head, which is obviously totally different, I get it. But there is a sense of badassery that comes with that. I was like, fuck everybody on this subway. And of course, the minute I opened my mouth, it was like, hi, everybody. Like, I was totally back to myself. Everyone's like,
you're ruining the paradigm.
I know. Just sit there with your angry face and your bald head, and we'll think you're the biggest drug dealer in town.
Anyway. Okay. That was my complete hot take that probably has many holes in it. So Kara tells us, she's like, I know everyone wants a really juicy story for why I picked Anna, but I was not going to pick my girl Kato or Laurence. And Anna has a very different style. Let's just put it that way. Because you know you can beat her. You know you can beat her. That's why. That's all it is.
Anna's underestimated, though. They all underestimate Anna. And they all got on her a couple of weeks ago when she did do the ruffle thing. It's not even a ruffle. What would you call it? It's like a ribbon, ruffle, ribboned, I don't know what, shredded. Like
eel.
I don't know what.
Eely.
Yeah, I don't know what you would call it, but they all got pissed off at her a couple of weeks ago. And I, you know, but they all still do their own things that they do often, you know? They all have their trademarks.
They all do, yeah. So Christian comes back to check in and he's like, oh my God, it's a denim explosion in here. Ugh, look at this area. It's so messy. Must be Prajay's. Okay, Kato, what's going on over here?
And it's like, I'm up against Rami and I've been trying to sneak peek, but he's not telling me anything about what he's doing, right, Rami? And he's like, I'm in the zone over here. Prayer hands. Prayer hands, everybody. Thank you for putting me in the zone. So she's showing this outerwear to Christian, and he's like, so is that going to be like what? A big coat? What is that? You know, it'd be cool to have a surprise. That would be so cool. You know what? People love surprises. Surprise! See? You love
that. Yeah, I think like if you had like a surprise, whatever that would be, otherwise this will probably be in the bottom three. Good luck! Okay, who's next?
So then he goes over to Rami. And he's like, Rami, feels like old times. Oh my God, I just won again. That's crazy. So we literally did the same challenge. Do you remember? And he's
except now I'm a judge and you're back doing the exact same challenge. Isn't that so funny? It's like Quantum Leap, except only one of us left back in time. And that would be you, because you're still doing the same thing. And I'm now much more advanced in my career. What a funny turn of events, Rami.
Isn't that crazy? I'm like the leap and you're the frog, which is crazy. So how's it going?
It's like Back to the Future, but for me it's like I don't think this is your future. I think you're just like back to the back, if that makes sense.
So they talk about this challenge in their day, and then we see a flashback to their looks, and Rami's like, I did well then, and denim is not scary, so I can work with that. I can do this. And he wants to do a bustier in a jacket, and Christian's like, love.
Like, you have to do this. I am dying right now. You must do this skirt.
And he's like, well, I want to do a structure vest and then jacket and then like strips of denim. And Christian's like, this could win. This is so cool.
This could be like something you've never experienced before. In other words, this could be a win. This could be a win.
So then he goes over to Anna and he has to bend down to talk to her because she's on the ground. And he's like, hello, like, what, should I come down to the ground? Is that where I'm supposed to be to talk to this crazy person? Okay, I shouldn't have to deal with this. He hates Anna. Every time he comes to Anna, she's like so Looney Tunes. He just keeps looking directly into the camera like, seriously?
I literally dress A-listers. Why am I crouching, using my knee muscles? Okay, why am I using my knee muscles on this peasant? Okay. So he's like, oh, Lord. Okay, so what's going on? She's like, I've never worked with denim. She goes, oh, God. Well, first time for everything, including Project Runway in Rami's case.
So she's saying that she's going to bleach. And he's like, bleach? So the whole thing's going to be splotchy? And she goes, well, I'm going to be the only one not blue. And he goes, bleaching makes me nervous. Okay, it makes me nervous. She's like, but I want to do it. And he's like, are you sure? Do a test. Have you ever never used bleach? Your teeth, your butt, anywhere? Bleach anywhere? Okay, it's a whole different world. Okay.
Oh, God. And Christian goes, great. Well, you just want to do it. You just want to wing it. Sure. Yeah, sounds great. Sounds like it'll really work out well for you.
So then he goes to Kara San, and she's doing a kind of fringe thing. And he's like, so you're, what, just going to cut fringe? Like, I mean, is there anything else you want to talk about? Feelings? Did you, why'd you pick out Anna? Anna, did that hurt? Did that hurt? Why do you think Anna sucks so bad? I'll tell you my reasons after. You go first. Talking stick, you take it. Anna hates stick, you take it. Hate her too. I hate her too. Sorry.
Take she it. Literally doesn't even understand what bleach is. Okay, like even Rami knows that. And Rami couldn't even win the season. So then she was talking about, Kara's talking about also potentially incorporating a cape. And he's like, what kind of cape? Oh, let me look around for your sketches. Oh, that's right. You don't sketch. Oh, wow. How's that working out for you as a designer not on my level? How's that working out for you, your lack of sketching?
She's smart because she doesn't want to have to listen to Christian's bullshit. You know, she's like, whoops, sorry. Have nothing to show you today, you know?
Yeah.
So then, let's see. He's like, okay, people, this is going to be real tough. I'm real scared here. This is scary. So, Prajé, what is this, the top of jeans that you're using? Because that's a lot of look. That is a lot. That is a look that's a lot. A lot of look.
He's like, but I always give a lot of look. Yeah, but what part of my tone says you always giving a lot of look is going to work out well for you, okay? The lot of look is my way of saying this looks like shit right now. Okay, you got to change it all.
And he's like, of course you're going to do a denim jacket because that's what you do all the time. But maybe you could, I don't know, surprise. Surprise! Was that fun? Was that fun for you? I don't know. I think surprises are fun. So maybe you should try that with the judges.
How about this? So I know you love doing a denim jacket because that's your thing. You always do a denim jacket. But what about, I've got a great idea. What about not a denim jacket? Like, surprise, no denim jacket. How about that? That seems like a good idea, right?
So then he goes to Bishmi, and Bishmi is like, yeah, I want to do a faux fur from this jeans. And Christian's like, that is a lot of work, but it looks beautiful. I hope you can get to that coat. Here's my thought. Can't wait to see how you make this look like a little kid wearing Mickey Mouse ears at a park. Okay, because that's going to be fun for me.
Because this is so inspiring. I really hope you get to that coat just in the same way that I hope Rami someday gets to understand what it's like to win this show. That's all I want for you.
My God, poor Rami. It's either fall, spring, or summer because he can't have a season even with win in it. So it's really sad. He never gets to wear a good coat.
He's not even allowed into the Wynn Casino in Vegas, and that's not even spelled the right way.
So then Laurence, and he's like, whoa, denim couture and one day challenge. Oh my God. God. And Brittany picked you. That was smart, Brittany. Brittany, so smart.
Stupid. So Brittany, what are you going to do? Just making basically a denim toga over there, huh? Okay.
Laurence is like, I'm shocked that Brittany chose me, but hey, I'm definitely going to miss her.
So then Christian's like, okay, Brittany, so let's see what you're going to do here. Okay, you have a full dress. I don't know what dress that is, though, because what I'm looking at right now is boring me so much. I've actually fallen asleep, and I'm talking in my sleep. I don't even know what I'm saying.
Well, what I wanted to do is like something like Canadian in Canadian Dan in a park. Or like if a denim Dan was CEO of a park. I don't know anything that I'm referencing. What is it?
So I think that Brittany is trying to reference Beyonce's brand, and the fact that she's even trying to bring Beyonce into this conversation is literally making me want to quit this show right now. I can't do this anymore. Why did I agree to this?
Wait, so what did she say? Because I couldn't understand what she was saying.
She said it's like Canadian Ivy Park because Ivy Park is Beyonce's brand.
Oh, and then Canadian Ivy like Park.
Canadian tuxedo.
Oh my God!
And then she said it's as if Denim Dan was the CEO of Ivy Park. She basically tried to mention Ivy Park a lot to get some sort of Beyonce legitimacy onto her design.
Wow! No, Brittany. No. And so he's like, "What are you nuts? Out of all the things you can make, you're going to make this like a boring dress? I mean, you can get this anywhere. Get out of here, Brittany." She's like, God damn it.
She's like, okay, no, it's fine. Everything's fine. So how's your day? So then Christian's like, okay, it has to be drama, okay? Because you know that Laurence is going to be perfectly sewn. I mean, only an idiot picks Laurence, am I right? Oh, that's right. You picked Laurence. Anyway, good luck to you. I don't know why I'm making him Southern, but it just sort of took over.
Because he's a Britney station, so that's just what happens. So he's like, okay, you guys have an hour till your girls come, and total 3 hours. Bye! So he leaves, and then Laurence is like, how did it go, idiot? Idiot who chose me? How'd that go? And she's like, oh, great. She's like, I have to change it. You know how that goes. I have to change everything. You hated everything. Great. Good for me.
Yeah. So she's like, you know, I realize I have all these jeans that have hems on them and the hems have stripes. And I think the judges would be impressed because I'm going to create my own textile. So I'm just going to push it. And I know I'm going to make something spectacular.
Brittany, I have to say, is another one that's kind of underestimated. I think she's underestimated because she does like super girly things and because she turned into a Peloton designer, which I thought was such an odd story. Did you see that one?
I did not see that. She's a Peloton designer.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she got, did she have a stroke? She had a stroke or something happened where she was paralyzed and she was in the hospital. And the way that she recovered was she slowly started recovering doing physical therapy on a Peloton, basically. And she started reaching out to the people on there. And she's like the number one Peloton clothes designer. Like all the Peloton people wear her clothes.
Because they churn out a lot of clothes. Because, you know, when you do Peloton, you see they're always wearing different clothes during all the workouts. And I'm like, wow, how big is their merch department? They are just constantly coming out with new clothes. So that is so cool that that's Brittany who does it. I've always really liked Brittany.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I just was surprised that she went.
But she does like real girly, and then I think she's also kind of looked over because she's a goofball. Like her personality just seems like she would be a princess, and then her she does like Peloton stuff. So they always kind of look her over. Sometimes she fails miserably, but I think for the most part she does really cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, obviously all the designers are really good.
They not are, to, actually, yeah.
Not to all lives matter, your commentary. Like, well, they're all good, Ronnie. But no, I agree with you. She's really good. I really loved her on her first season. And yeah. So anyway, she's hot now. She's wearing a sweater during this challenge. And she's like, does anyone have a denim shirt that they pulled for me to wear? I'm boiling hot. So Kato gives her like a t-shirt. And she's like, oh my God, I love this t-shirt. Guys, look at the t-shirt. It says, rule number one. Don't play with nobody. Rule number two, don't let nobody play with you. The end. Oh, God, this will be a great Peloton edition.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So, model time. So, the models come in, and he loves the French. He's loving Bishmi's French. And Bishmi's like, I don't know, I might have, like, turn this into, like, a crop jacket or something like that. And he's like, or you could do it to the floor. Bishmi's like, or I could do Mickey Mouse ears. It's like, oh, my God, for fuck's sake.
And just to elaborate, when I say the floor, that's another way you could say that is where Rami's career is compared to mine.
Okay. So they've only got 5 minutes. Bishmi's cutting the fringe. Brittany's running around like crazy. Kato is all pins. Her outfit's all pins because she wants to do a fit before she does all that crazy sewing, which is smart. But also, might I add, expert pinning, ma'am. I mean,
she's
my God.
A great pinner.
That was some. That's incredible. It's like watching the Lego show. That is a ton of pins in like perfectly straight lines.
I don't know how the models get in and out of those clothes with so many pins in them, though. I feel like I would turn into Hellraiser. So now it's time for some bleaching. So Kato is doing. She's gonna do sort of like a tie dye effect. It's like tie dye adjacent to create sort of a starburst look. And she talks about this as a technique that's used a lot in Liberia. And she likes, this is her way of adding some African culture into her looks because that's something that she always loves to do, which is really cool.
So then outside, so she sees Anna because they have to go outside to do the bleaching. And so Anna's out there with her whole outfit laid out there being bleached.
Anna's like, bleached. She's just like, just rolling around in it, trying to really understand what this bleach thing's all about.
She's like, it's so weird. I think it looks really pretty. I am missing all of my back skin, but so Kato's like, so you know that when you use this, like this is gonna burn the model. Like it's lethal. You have to rinse it after. And she's like, really? She goes, yeah, you have to rinse it. She goes, Oh, no. So then we see Coteau goes inside and rinses hers out, you know, which was the big deal. She told you in time, why don't you just take it right inside and rinse it out? I'm confused.
Exactly. And everyone who's using bleach has like latex gloves on. And Anna's just sitting there with bare hands, just like dabbing it. I was like, could someone from production just help her? I'm sorry. This is like a health issue at this point.
So now they go to, I guess, their hotel where they have like an ice cream party.
It's like a lounge. Yeah, ice cream party for the fashionistas. And Rami is like, you know, ice cream is a nice way to take our minds off of exhaustion, of the exhaustion of a sweaty one day challenge.
Yeah, it's also a good way to take the your mind off of the fact that you are really still just like not anywhere near me and my career. Sorry, I really should not have come to this ice cream party. I'm just here to make Rami feel bad. I'm going to go now.
Can we order Rami a banana split before I did, because I'm the winner and he had to go home first?
Yeah, could we order Rami some Cherry Garcia, you know, in honor of Jerry Garcia, who passed away, much like Rami's career. Okay, thanks.
Oh God. So Laurence is checking on.
I don't know. I couldn't think of any. I was like, oh shit. Wow. I'm doing a yes and on an ice cream flavor. I don't know where to take this.
Rocky Road. That's a great explanation for Rami's career.
So Laurence is checking on Anna because Anna's freaked out, right? And she's being really nice to her. And it's like, you know, the construction's done, but I bleached the whole thing. And Laurence is like, and did you rinse it after you bleached it? She goes, no, because I didn't know until the end. Anna, you knew in time to bleach it.
We saw it on camera. You could do it.
And they're telling her, Prajay's like, yeah, but if you put that on a model, it's going to burn her. And Coteau's like, yeah, like then to have to breathe that, like that's not good. And Prajay's like, yeah, I don't want to be a part of this. So Anna's like, fine, I'll just make the whole thing again. I'll start from the very beginning, you know?
Yeah. So I'm like, why did you just put it in the faucet?
So
now it's the next morning. It's 5 hours to the runway show. Anna's starting all the way over. She's just going to do it like 5 hours really quickly, which at first I was like, that's crazy. But they had 7 hours the day before. So theoretically it's.
But yeah, why couldn't they? Why couldn't she wash it when she got there the next day? Put it in the washing machine and dry it. If the construction's done, what the hell?
But I think denim, when it comes out of that drying machine, is always like a little tighter and smaller. I don't know. I really don't know. But what I would have done is I would have rinsed it, put it in the drying machine. And while that happens, you work on a backup one. And then if it comes out of the dryer, like perfectly fine, then you're good to go, you know?
Yeah. Something, but this was just crazy.
Guys, we solved it.
So, but also she's kind of invigorated by having to redo it in 5 hours, you know, because that is kind of badass to be like, I made this in 5 hours. So yeah. She does that. Coteau's dye job looks amazing. It so looks cool. So good. And then we go to Rami and he's like, I learned to draw. Go ahead.
I just want to say one thing. Anna tells us, she goes, I believe in myself. I'm a mom. I can make a baby. I can make this dress. I'm not changing my concept. I'm like, wait, so you have a baby, but you don't understand about bleach? Please, please educate yourself.
I just wish my baby had more white clothes, and now I know how to do it. You just hear a baby scream off screen. I'm like, please. So Rami's like, I learned to draw inspiration from moments in my childhood. My sister had a jumpsuit that I loved. I was like, wow, great story. Is that it?
You know when I got my inspiration? It was after I won Project Runway. What about you, Rami?
Really? Did she use that jump way to run away from you because you were such a smelly loser after losing to me?
Wow, your sister's your inspiration. My inspiration is every A-list female I've dressed.
So they have 3 hours left. And let's see. So he goes to check on Anna. And Anna's like, I didn't know I had to wash it, so I made the whole thing again. And he's like, what? She goes, I've never touched bleach in my life. And she goes, trust me. He goes, oh, I trust you. Bye.
Wow, starting it over sounds like a recipe for failure. Bye.
I love when he says something scathing and then just goes, bye. So then Kato goes, well, I'm glad I washed mine off. Shots fired. Sorry, Anna. Just a little jokey joke at your expense to make you feel bad. Sorry.
So then Brittany is not done, and she's like, he goes, are you done? She goes, I wouldn't be here if I was done. Because she's like sewing really quickly. And he's like, well, a lot of tension in this room. Geez, sorry.
Wow.
She's like, I can take it from Cody Rigsby, but I will not take it from you.
Wow. That was rougher than Rami having to come to terms with his career being just absolute shit after not winning.
God, you lost your temper almost as hard as Rami lost this whole competition.
We're going to be going to the Tresemme salon, not to be confused to the motto that Rami tells himself, try someday salon.
So let's see, hair and makeup. Brittany is like, well, I'm proud of my look, but my downfall is that I picked the best denim craftsman in the world. And then we see Laurence's, which is just stunningly good. Like, it is a great. And she's like, Brittany's looks cute. I mean, how many puffer jackets are we going to make on this season? You know, I came for blood and more.
Annie Lennox comes over and gives her a high five. My short-haired queen, from one short-haired queen to another. So then Rami is like, she's like, you know, I'm not sure how the judges are going to perceive the looks. I mean, Kato's is conservative. Mine is more edgy and like my sister. So it's not a read, just an observation.
You know, I like doing things from my childhood. I remember having cereal once. I'm going to eat cereal now. Excuse me.
God, my sister loved honeycombs. So I too shall love honeycombs. This, in fact, you know what? My next dress is going to look like a whole bunch of honeycombs pasted together, just like my sister.
So Cato's like, oh, I'm very competitive. I beat my kids at games. I go for the jugular. I was like, yes, I love it. She never lets her kids feel good about anything. She's like, I won again, you fucking idiots.
Good luck with your fucking longest road. Guess what? It's shortest road now, bitch. I just added two sections.
I love that her kids are like the smartest kids in the world. They're playing fucking Settlers. Five.
So now it's the runway show, and hello fashion, hello designers. So Nina Garcia is gone, and in her place is award-winning fashion design and expert in denim and catalyst for the evolving fashion scene. It's Cherry Jones with a mustache, Willie Chavaria. Tell me that's not right. Because it was Cherry. I'm like, that was Cherry Jones in disguise, everyone. That was Cherry Jones doing drag.
I totally see it. I mean, I see it in like a Cherry Jones playing this role. Like, I believe it. Wow.
And also, please welcome actress, model, it girl of the moment for reasons that we don't really understand why. And she goes viral just by dating Kanye West.
New York for City's 2 weeks. Very own. She goes viral just for going to the grocery store. New York City's own Julia Fox. And Julia's like, oh my God, love you guys. Starstruck. Literally starstruck right now.
I have to say, I have not had a lot of exposure to Julia Fox. You know, I've seen, like, obviously, like, her Kanye West moment. I saw pictures and I've seen a lot of pull quotes, but I haven't actually watched her do a lot of interviews or anything. This is my first time really being exposed to her talking. I haven't seen a lot of her work because, honestly, her IMDb is not really as long as even Heather Dubrow's. So this is my... Let's be honest. Even Heather Dubrow has a bigger IMDb than Julia Fox. But I was expecting her to be so crazy, and I was like, "Oh, she seems like really cool." I was like, "I like her." I was like, "I could be."
She
friends
is
with her.
Actually really cool. She was great. You're right. She doesn't have a whole lot on here. She's in Uncut Gems,
hence the name Uncut Hems. But like, I was like, I thought she was gonna be like totally pretentious and totally ridiculous, and she's like, oh hi, how's it going, oh my God, I'm totally starstruck right now, this is so cool.
I actually saw Uncut Gems, which she was really good in, and then I saw her on Watch What Happens Live and really liked her, even though we disagree on literally every housewife there is, but she was super funny on that. But yeah, I don't know much about her either, but she was great on this. She was really, really funny. I mean, I so much so that I would say if you're not too busy, which no offense, doesn't really look like you are, I would hop on this show as the new Carly. Why not? She would be hilarious. Fun. And she could judge. Like, she could host and be really funny as a host, and she could also judge with them, like Padma from Top Chef.
Yeah. I was really worried that you were going to say, if you're not too busy, Ben, you should watch Uncut Gems. I was going to be like, absolutely not.
That is a very stressful movie. I hate when Adam Sandler's like, but I'm also an actor. I'm like, guess what? I'm also exhausted by you. Click. But I watched the whole thing.
I literally hate when comedians are like, take me seriously now. And I don't mind a serious turn from a comedian, but I hate when they're like a really self-consciously serious turn where it's like, look, I'm a comedian, but I have feelings. So I'm going to be serious right now. I'm going to lie in a bed and stare at the ceiling.
But it's also a dramatic movie, but he's very just an Adam Sandler character in it. It's just there's not like obvious punchlines. You know what I mean? So it wasn't that much of a stretch. Okay, Uncut Gems was a long time ago. We are going to stop our weird review of it. Okay, so Elaine is like, this is stressing me out, guys. I can't imagine how you must feel. I'm hoping traumatized and ready to tell a sad story because I'm ready to see some sad stories walk down the runway right now. Now Elaine loves some trauma.
Now, one thing that I love about Project Runway, really more so than most of the talent shows, is it's really one that we as the audience can judge along. We can only judge food on Top Chef so much. We can't taste it. But with fashion, we can see. And my favorite part is that I always state on this show, I'm really not a fashion gay. And it's never more apparent than during Project Runway and how my takes are almost are so far off from everyone, and I'm so bad at judging this show, and it's hilarious reading the things I wrote down, my initial impressions, and then seeing what the judges ultimately say.
I'm wrong pretty much all the time. Like, on every opinion I have is completely opposite. And also, I have to say, some of the challenges this season have been so crazy that nothing's good. Like, there have been a couple where I'm like, this is all terrible. Like, let's be honest. And I think because the challenges have just been so out of whack because they're talented designers. But then they're like, oh my God, I love that one. And I just don't, you know.
Yeah. There's some things I do feel. There's certain things where I'm like, okay, no, that looks great. And some things I'm like, that looks crazy. But it's more like the mid-pack stuff where I'm like, yeah, that looks good. Or like, that looks bad. And I get that all wrong. So
yeah.
We start with Prajay, and I did not like this one. I'm proud to say I did not like this one because I was like, I thought it was cool what he did with the all the tops of the jeans. He basically took all the tops of jeans where like the belt loops are, and he put them together to make kind of like an overall. It looks sort of like overalls,
like
but the styling was really bad. I thought it looked like a trashy lady at the mall.
It was. Yeah, I thought it was, the idea was cool, and it was like a lot of work. Like, you could see that there was a lot of work there, but it's not flattering on the model.
It looked really bad.
And then he did these like kind of Star Trek shoulder type things. I don't know how to explain them, that looked barely sewed on right, and it was a mess.
And the hair was sort of like put up in this kind of like Midwestern bob kind of way. And I was like, oh, this looks just all wrong.
And he even says, he's like, I hope they see the labor. And I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, it looks like it took a long time to do, but, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. I was not a fan.
Yeah,
I was not a fan of that one. That was actually probably my least favorite.
And then Bishmi did kind of a simple mini skirt dress with the jacket fringe thing, the denim fringe. Yeah. And I wrote that the jacket was super cute, but the dress is really boring.
I felt the same way. I thought the jacket was so cool. And the dress, I was like, I mean, the dress looks like it was made well, but it's sort of like, it looks kind of like generic, you know? So then Kato, she had, hers was like this big sort of like navy blue blob in the best way. It was like a nice blob. It was like a very well-tailored fashion blob that was sort of like cinched, right? But it had like this the tie-dye moments on it with like a peekaboo in the middle, like that sort of opened up a little bit and you could see some skin. And it looked very cool, you know?
Yeah, I think hers was great. And she also used a really dark denim, which I thought looked really good with the tie-dye. It wasn't really tie-dyed, was it? It was done in sort of a really neat pattern. I don't know. I loved it.
There was actually a specific term that she used that was from Liberia, but I didn't write it down, at least not here. But it was really cool, and it was also something I could really see someone wearing to like a party.
Yeah. So then Rami did, I thought, see, now this is where I'm like, I have no taste because I liked Rami's. I thought it was cool.
Same. I was like, oh, how cool. This looks great. I love it.
It was like all these straps of denim over a mini skirt and like sort of a crop top thing. And it was like caged legs.
Yeah.
I don't know. The cage came down the legs. And then he did like a little crop top jacket vest thing with I mean, I liked it. I thought it was good. Here's my note. Think he wins.
I also was like, I think Rami is actually gonna beat Kato on this one.
Who's gonna have a chance?
The only thing I didn't like about his was that the cage sort of extended above the skirt and it was sort of like around the stomach, and I felt like that was a little unflattering because it kind of made the stomach kind of bulge through a little bit. So I didn't like that part. But I was like, oh, this was just sort of cool. And it like showed off the figure really nicely. I was like, this is great.
Yeah. So then we go to Anna and she's like, oh, this is 5 hours of work that I did this in. And hers looks pretty cool, too. So she took the top of jeans. She took the waistband of jeans as well, but like a couple of inches worth. And then she did rings of them. And the rings were hanging off as a dress in like different angles. And I thought it looked really badass. I liked it.
It was cooler than I thought it would be. You know what it reminded me of? Those IKEA lamps that I'm not sure they still sell. They were sort of like these tower lamps that had these square kind of brackets. And then sort of it had like a papery outside. It sort of looked like the Taipei 101 skyscraper. And it looked like one of those, except... falling apart.
Oh.
If that makes sense.
You're smarter than me. I just thought it looked like a slinky. Well, like coming down the stairs, you know?
Yeah, I thought it had an interesting movement. It looked like it was all about to like unravel in a way, not like cheap unravel, like, oh no, it's barely holding together, but it had a movement sort of like, it was like, how is this all one dress, right? It had like an illusion of falling apart.
Yeah. And then what is...
hard to walk in, though.
What did Cherry Jones say? Did he say like that lip is not necessary? Oh, because she put the had chain on her.
Yeah.
Yeah, the chains. She had like the face chains. It was like going from the nose to the ear to the, I don't know, a lot of chains.
Yeah, so Cherry Jones didn't like that. But it did look really difficult to walk in. It looked like the model was like sort of taking these little baby steps just to get down the runway.
Yeah. And so then Carasan does like a tight kind of halter dress with the button flies as the breath, like going down like a fringe. I thought that looked really cool too. And then she took all the belt loops and she made a lot of like belt loop details, which I thought was really cool too.
Yeah, there was like cool stuff in it, but I hated that like floppy fringe in the front. Like it just sort of like flopped there. I don't know. It sort of looked, it's hard to describe, but I don't know. It looked like a weird overgrown, you know, flower pot or something. I don't know. I just didn't. It was like a fabric mustache on the top of the dress. Like I really didn't like it.
So then Laurence is next, and Laurence loves her Madonna cone boobs. This is not the first. I don't think this is the first time we've seen these from Laurence, right? Like she just loves.
I don't remember.
Was it in the 90s challenge? Did she do the cone boob? Someone did the cone boob.
Yeah, because they were like, we love this reference to Madonna. Maybe it was her. Yeah.
So anyway, she loves them. So this one is a jean. It does look couture, and it's like a long dress, but she does the cone boobs, which are sewed pretty well because at first I was like, uh-oh, they're like pointing different directions because if you get the seam on those cones wrong, you're in trouble because, you know, it'll look like...
You'll look like a real housewife, yeah.
You'll look like me in a t-shirt at a water park. Like your boobies just going different ways. And so she got them right. They looked really good. So nice boob aims, I have to say.
She did a great job. And I wrote down, I was like, oh, and there's shoulder spikes. I really like those shoulder spikes. They're so cool.
Yeah, I didn't like the shoulder spike or the puff of the shoulder. I didn't like that. But the rest of the dress I thought was really pretty.
And Brittany, by the way, Brittany's sitting next to Laurence as they're watching, and she goes, good job, mama. And Laurence just doesn't say anything. Like, get up to my face.
Stares forward. I know. Stupid. don't think I'm going to say the same thing. So then Brittany's yeah. like, well, you know, there's button fly. Oh, she's not talking. This is just what her outfit is. So she did like a tight skirt with a button fly coming up the front of it. And I mm-hmm. thought that was cool. And then a puffer jacket. Now, the judges didn't like this vertical line of button fly thing coming all the way down the front. I thought it was really cool to make that like the whole button fly. Yeah. That's how you get in and out of it. I guess.
I mean, I thought it was neat that she did like a frayed hem, like she took her boring dress and then found something to make it interesting by putting like all the hems, like lines of hems down it, and then the frays sort of gave it some sort of texture. I thought that was cool. I actually loved the puffer. I thought it was like a great puffer. I know she makes puffers all the time, but that being said, as like a one-off puffer, I was like, I thought it looked like a really super cool puffer.
An ombre multicolored, well, ombre is, I guess, but yeah, denim I think is really cool. Now her dress, yeah. I liked the thing coming up the front. It was a little like nightwalker, like streetwalker, the dress, but I like the coat. Okay, so she's like, this look is everything, isn't it? And then Elaine's like, oh my god, both of those were so good. And Julie's like, this is a tough call. It's like a star.
Yeah. And then now Bishme and, that was it, I guess.
That was it. Applause. So, yay, you guys are so great.
So now everyone's up in the front. And so the top four are Bishme, Kato, Carasan, and Laurence. They are the winners. And the other four are in the bottom.
So Bishme
is... Bishme. I don't know why.
Bishme is like... Willie's like, well, you know, I love what you did with the no fur, and as long as I'm the president of this country, we will do what I say when I say it. Do you understand me, Kiefer Sutherland?
As someone who is entertaining thoughts of selling my company to Kendall Roy, I just want to say what you did with this faux fur is wonderful.
Yeah, it's like we're living in a time without fur. And this was a great replacement for fur. Okay. No, this is not a replacement for fur. This is some like kind of fringy stuff that he made by cutting the let's not call this, I wouldn't go so far as calling this a fur replacement. That said, I think I'm glad that he won his round. I think it looked good.
Yeah. Julia's like, I mean, you know, I saw a jacket like this on the runway in Milan like a month ago, which is my way of saying like, nice try, but I've seen this already. So I guess I'm a little bit cooler than you. So anyway, love it. I love it so much. But I think I'm gonna get the Milan version, not your version.
Okay, well, my version of asking, how do you have all this money to be going to Milan and all these places all the time? That is my way of asking that question.
Bishme doesn't even care. He's like, oh my god, I can't get enough of you. I love you. I love you. Oh my god, you're the best. Oh my god, okay. Crazy. Can we get crazy off the runway, please? Thank you.
So then let's see who's next there.
Kato.
Kato is next. And so Kato. She talks about how she tie-dyed with rubber bands and how the technique is from Liberia. And Brandon's like, so many great details. The neck, the sleeve coming out of the sleeve. I mean, oh my God, what are those two sleeves? It's like a little arm coming out of a bigger arm. My mother would have loved that.
Wow, I would come closer to inspect it, but I think I already spent a little bit too much time close to you guys earlier in this episode, so I'm gonna stay in my chair. So Julia's like, I was just like blown away because it really doesn't even look like denim from this chair, which is cool. It's really cool. Oh my god, is Bishme coming up to me for an autograph? This is, guys, can we get some security around me, please? This is getting awkward now.
And Kato's like, well, I did not like being on the bottom, and I said I'm not giving another speech this week, okay? This week I'm Rosa Parks, and last week I was MLK. And they start laughing. And Elaine's like, I love that there's always a hint of your heritage. It just feels so elevated. What I really would have loved to see from this dress is more pain. Do you have any that you would like to share right now?
So then we go to Carasan's, and Brandon put Carasan's in the top because he just loved the fit of it, and Cherry Jones loved the craftsmanship, and it really just came down to fit and construction, and they just love it.
Yeah. And so Elaine's like, well, in the end, the results were, Anna, your fit was more forward. I could see Julia in that. But this one is more for every woman, which isn't how we're supposed to be judging this. But it is very intricately made. I just don't know what to do. Are either one of you going to cry? Either one. I can really push it over the edge.
Okay, whoever cries first gets to be the winner. We are allowed to do takesy-backsies. So now it's Laurence, talking about Laurence. And Laurence wanted to do a gown because she hasn't given the back. She hasn't done that yet. And Brandon's like, the back. Let me see the back. Oh, yes. Oh, this is great. I love the back.
And Cherry Jones is like, listen, as someone who suffered through starring in Velma, I have to say that I really appreciated something a little bit more formal. Wow. The only person who did a real red carpet designer dress. I mean, amazing work.
Yeah, I would if I could go back in time and go to the premiere of Signs in 2002. I was in that film. Thank you. I'll tell you what's a sign, this dress. I would wear it if I could.
And Brandon's like, but why the spikes? Oh, my God. I mean, just, you know, I love everything but the spikes. And Elaine's like, yeah, I agree. Why the spikes? And Laurence is like, because they hurt. And Elaine's like, love the spikes. Love the spikes. Literal pain. I'm normally looking for a more emotional, but I'll take literal. I'll take it.
I love that, of course. Like, in like this beautiful, flawless dress, I love the thing that the judges hate. They're like, but why the spikes? I'm like, oh, yeah, like spikes are totally bad. I'm like crossing out my note. Like, I never liked the spikes. You didn't see me write that down.
So, yeah, but I like that we cop up to not knowing, you know? We're like, I said that was going to win. It's like the worst one on the runway. So then the losers are next. So Brittany, Brittany's like, well, I started with a slip dress and it was just too plain. So then I just did like 20 different pairs of jeans, you guys. I'm not even kidding. It almost crushed me. And Julia's like, I love this look and I would love the horizontal without the vertical. Like a lot of times it's not the clothes, it's the vibe. And this vibe sold me. Like, I'm vibing with your dress right now.
Still put it in the bottom, but I'm vibing with it. So Cherry Jones is like, you know, when I look at this through my eyes, much like the eyes of Tammy Faye, which I was in, thank you very much. I just, you know, my issue is that, like, I love the construction, and I just wish there was more padding in the hood to balance the jacket. So because you didn't put any stuffing in the back there, you might have to go home.
Yeah, that was kind of weird when they showed it, that the puffer had just this real thin kind of throw-on hood.
I'm glad they caught that, actually, because that's not something that I caught. But I have a puffer, and the puffer has a hood, and the hood is, like, thin. It's just, like, thin. It's, like, it's weird, flimsy, thin, like windbreaker material. And I'm like, this, why? I'm in a puffer. Why are you not giving me puffer hood?
You know what you should do? Send your puffer home. It's failed. Your puffer has failed.
I'd have to say to the puffer, you know what, puffer? I love what you've done here. Great construction. But you didn't sell me on the vibe. And that's what you were supposed to do.
Need more puffer vibe from this. So, let's see. Prages.
I really hated Prages.
So, Cherry Jones is like, you know where this outfit, what? Listen, I can't even defend Jacob on this one, okay? I'm just going to have to say that the craftsmanship's amazing, but I just didn't like the silhouette. I mean, the back didn't need to be open like that. I need to be grabbed. And unfortunately, this did not grab me. Sorry.
So
I got lost in my Cherry Jones movie.
I know, it's like really hard to make jokes about Cherry Jones. Cherry Jones has the opposite effect of Julia Fox. She has actually a huge IMDb, so but it's like all stuff that it's like hard to. It's like, you know what I thought? I thought, wow, the cradle will rock when they see this outfit.
So Julia's like, maybe if it was just like the pants and not the bralette, I would wear it. And Elaine's like, I mean, the caged booties, I didn't feel, it just didn't feel flattering on your model, and you have to highlight the best of the body you're working with, and you have a beautiful body, okay? And
you're,
so, thank you.
You're beautiful. I mean, even though it looks like you're trying to get to a Cinnabon right now at the Danbury Fair Mall, your body is beautiful, okay? It's not your fault. It's the outfit's look.
Yeah, so then Anna's like, okay, this is the first time I've ever done denim, and I only had 5 hours for this because I bleached it, but I didn't have time to wash it, which washing takes much time, less time than making a whole new outfit. P.S. No, I've already said that. Can't let it go. Can't let it go.
Seriously. So they didn't like the styling. They didn't like the chains, the silver booties, and all that stuff. But Elaine's like, but I appreciate the vision and the vibe. I'm just trying to find something to say positively about this right now.
And Julia's like, I would wear this. I was like, you would wear so many things, though. You know what I mean? And you have.
Oh, you have.
So Brandon's like, this was more editorial than what you've ever done. And I would love a, what did he say?
I said, I love a slit so that way they can walk. Love a slit. And I was like, yes, yes, I got one right. She can't walk right. She can't. I got it right.
The first thing I said when I judged God's work was, I was like, great slit in the back. Love that. It's called a butt crack. Love that. Unfortunately, the other elements felt tortuous.
So when they get to Rami, this is what I'm thinking they're going to say. Rami, this was so difficult because you guys both did a great job. We just gave a slight edge to Kato because we just liked that she did something different, but yours was absolutely beautiful. We love it. But instead, they were like,
die.
This is a disaster.
This terrible. Hurts.
We've seen this all before. Wow, congratulations.
Getting run over on the street.
Now we know why you didn't win. Fucking I hope you continue terrible. To be haunted for the rest of like your life about Platoon. The failures of your designs.
Terrible. So good. So drama music plays, and Rami's like, well, I wanted to create a plaid against her skin using the strips of the denim. And Elaine's like, yeah, the cage on the midriff felt dated. This is not cohesive. And Julia's like, yeah, those pieces don't go together. That's what not cohesive means. But God, it's so good to meet you, Julia.
Cherry Jones is like, this felt like the perfect storm of a disaster. Wow. I mean, like, talk about being in the jaws of the monster. That's this what was, the model is.
This She's was close, but it was not close enough. Okay. And that got 7.8 stars on IMDb.
To which I say, Amelia, which I starred in.
Her name's don't Amelia, go through the right? whole thing. Come on now.
Leave us some. We don't have Cherry Jones for much longer.
Leave us some scraps over here, for Christ's sake, man. She's literally done 5,000 things. I can't even. I'm just. I mean, wow. Okay, so. Poor Rami is just getting ripped apart, right? And Willie's Cherry Jones is like, yeah, the jacket is sick, but the bottom just doesn't feel modern, you know? It's like the sisterhood of the not ever want to travel with those pants. Which I was shockingly in.
Brandon's like, there was a hardness to this tonight that didn't feel like something I recognized you from you. It's almost like the hardness, like the exact quality opposite quality of my penis when I met all you guys in person. What's the opposite of a boner? Reverse boner. I just wanted to get away from you all. That was forced, but I had to come up with something.
This dress was as soft as I was after talking to you losers for less than 5 minutes.
So, like, designers, please leave the runway because we're mortified for you and by you. Okay. Oh. Thank you.
So they kick them off, and Brandon's like, well, there can only be one winner. Carousel was great, but that was not the winner. So let's start with Bishmi. And Julia liked his jacket, but thought that the dress fell flat.
Yeah, Elaine thought the dress was basic, too. And Julia's like, she goes, I mean, I'm looking at the overall, and like, did it feel inspired? Did I feel something? Okay, then it's art. I think I solved it, guys. The question of what is art, I figured it out for the entire world.
Miranda's like, and you felt something when you looked at Laurence's, right? She goes, I did. And Cherry Jones is like, oh my God, it stole the show. I love when people can be sexy without showing skin. Sorry, Julia. I know you go for skin, but you know, I know that's the American experience, which I was the narrator of.
Julie goes, no, I completely agree. I'm okay going for sexy. She goes, I'm okay. It's okay. I'm not going for sexy. I'm going for unhinged. Okay. Sorry, I botched my own joke. So Julia's like, but it was, by the way, that's what she said, not what I said. Although it sounds like I just said a that's what she said joke. So Julia says that she liked Cateau's, but didn't like anyone, but that she liked that it didn't look like anyone else's thing. And Willie is like, I really love the details on that one. I mean, it was so detailed. I felt like I was walking back in wine country, which I was part of an ensemble class cast 2019.
And Brandon's like, okay, we know who the winner is. Now who goes home? Because Brittany was in the bottom, but we loved her. So let's just keep her. Let's move to Anna. Because I know the denim ladies loved it. So go ahead and stand up for it, you guys. And Julie's like, oh my God, I would definitely wear this. I mean, like, not 100 on the cut. Like, but she shouldn't go home for this, you guys.
Brandon's like, I could see through to the crotch of the dress because the fit was off. Stupid fit. Stupid fucking Anna.
And Julia's like, that's not a deal breaker for me. So,
that's a feature,
like,
not a flaw.
Yeah. I live in the city. I'm not from the village. So it's fine. Fine.
Yeah. Willie's like, yeah, you know, there's something, you know, that's the thing. It's really important about the fit. You know, you don't want to be showing off the beaver. Which I starred in 2011, The Beaver, starring Cherry Jones as the vice president. Me.
So then they move over to Rami, and Elaine's like, that was not a vibe. And did he tell somebody earlier that his inspiration was something his sister wore one time? Like, was his sister run over? Like, what? Can I get more?
Unfortunately, this dress really is giving me sister from a different decade vibe, and I don't know if that's really a fashion forward commentary.
And Brandon's like, yeah, well, he didn't have time to ask if his look was fashion forward. And Anna just layered jeans. I mean, she just layered jeans on top of jeans. And Elaine's like, yeah, but it looked cool, so who cares?
Brandon's like, we have to talk about Prage. And Elaine goes, he does streetwear so well that this should have been his challenge, but for some reason he lost focus in this.
And Brandon's like, I mean, I was shocked. I mean, whether or not you like Rami, I think that he's shown us some amazing things. And this, I mean, is he going? Is he going? I know we don't agree, but who's going? So the designers come back. And now at this point, I think it's going to be Prage.
Same.
The other two were at least cool and, like, well put together and, like, looked decent on their models. Like, okay, mm-hmm. So one, the crotch was hanging out, but it was still arguably one of the most creative silhouettes.
Right? Well, yes. So now we're talking about the winners. Now we're going to do the winners. So Carasan is in. And then Elaine says, the winner of this challenge showcased the versatility of denim and gave us a look that took our breath away. And the winner is Laurence. And at this point, we discovered that the closed captioning person was a Laurence fan, because I was watching this closed captioning and it went from doing closed captioning to all of a sudden all caps across the screen went test, 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 test. So you just know that that person was like, yes, just like mashing their keyboard, like, yes, Laurence, yes. Bang, 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 bang.
Well deserved. That was really good. And then Julia's like, you showed that denim can go anywhere, a farm or a runway.
Yeah. So now it's time to talk about who's in the bottom. So Brittany is in. She's safe. And Elaine's like, Anna, the fit of your design was off. Rami, the look was not modern and it had way too much dress. Prage, you're just stupid. Okay, now who do we choose next?
And they sent home Rami. I was surprised by this one. Usually I see their point, but to me, inarguably, this was Prage. Like,
yeah, I thought this was definitely a Prajay. Like, Prajay was the only one where I was like, ugh. And I really like Prajay a lot.
In general, yeah, I do too. But I think it's one of those where he's done such great work over the season, because Brandon was even like, we're used to seeing amazing stuff from him, so this was a misstep. Whereas Rami's been in trouble a few times for giving them, like, tired, boring things, you know? And mm-hmm. so I think it was probably a cumulative thing where they were like, nah, let's get rid of Rami. Prajay's only really fucked up this time.
Right. So Rami is out, and that means we get to hear the La Bamba music, because that's my thing, is that they would go la 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 Bamba in the background, whatever. The little piano goes la 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 Bamba. And there's lots of hugs. So Brandon is like, it is one of the most odd and strange things to be sending you home when I think you've had such a part in my own journey being here. And it really has been a pleasure to be in your presence, probably almost as much of a pleasure it is to be in my presence. God, this really must suck for you, huh?
And Rami's like, well, as a Palestinian, I feel very proud to be here. It is a privilege. And Elaine's like, oh my God, he just won. Bring him back. That is all I needed from you. Get back here.
Give me tears. So backstage, everyone's like shocked, and Prajay's like, wow, I learned draping from you. I can't believe that you're going home while my career is going to go forward, Rami. Wow, what a sad, sad place you must be in right now.
And they're all so nice to him, you know. They're all like, you were so amazing, and you're such an inspiration. And then Christian comes in, and he's like, this is very hard. I'm, like, really emotional about this, and I'm going to show that by not crying or showing any emotion at all. I really don't want you to leave yet. And they're like, they all start crying. And he's like, it's really unfair. I mean, to just have somebody that I so clearly beat, just to watch you get beat two more times, I mean, that would be a trifecta of you getting beat. I'm saving you. That's right. You know, I'm saving you.
It's like Rhea Perlman said, it's like, I need you to be here to stand still, so that way everyone can see how far I've come. Okay? So you have to remain. You must stay here.
Wow. What was that speech from Aaron Brockovich? I was in that. Get out of here, Jerry Jones.
You're done, Jerry Jones. Go home.
So somebody pay Jerry Jones her day rate and get her the fuck out of here. Thank you.
It was so lovely. And Rami basically clasps Christian's hands. He goes, I want you to know, I never had the chance to tell you this because I was there from the beginning. Oh, I know. 20 years ago, right? No, let me tell you. I'm trying to cry. I'm so proud of you, seeing all you do, all this amazing stuff. It's really special. And I want you to know that as someone who's been there from day one, the more you say day one does not make you any more part of my career. But let's wrap this up, Rami.
He's like, I'm so proud of you. Oh, whatever. I remember the first episode when you came back and you're like, oh, yes, I was on the same season as Christian. And now look at him doing so great, you know. But it was actually super cute. This show has so many feels. Love it. And next week, we'll be back doing this again because, as we said before, it's Below Deck Week.
Yeah, we get to see some designer have to sit with the knowledge that they got eliminated because they made a below deck uniform that wasn't good enough, and there's no more save.
That's
left.
What a way to go in an all-star season, to be sent home for not making a blue collar work uniform correctly.
Bye. It's gonna be rough.
Yeah.
Bye, everyone.
Love you guys.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches
bitches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.